There's been a new book on Tasmanian football written. More specifically, it's about football in the Burnie District. The author is Alan Leeson, who joins me now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Martin, and thanks for taking interest and providing a bit of airspace.
You're welcome. Now, for full disclosure, of course, you're a boss of mine going back probably about 30 years. And before we talk about the book too, I just got to say the Tasmanian of the Year this year is your son, Craig. A lot of people may not know that, but I guess back in the day they would say to him, you're Alan Leeson's son, and now they're saying to you, oh, you're Craig Leeson's father. That's how it goes.
That's fair comment too. No, it's very exciting. That's another long story, I can tell you.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're very proud, as we all are. And when he was nominated, I was secretly hoping he was going to win anyway. The book you've written is called 137 Years of Football in the Burnie District from 1884 through to 2021. And just looking at it a little bit, what surprises me is the number of competitions there were in the Burnie District alone. There's something like 10 or a dozen of them.
Absolutely right, and those early days, in fact, there are probably more at this end of the coast than the eastern end of the coast, even though football developed there a little earlier in the Devonport Formby area. But you're quite right, and motivation for this book, there were two or three things, I guess. Firstly, as you know, I've been involved in writing about sport and other documented histories. And for many years, in fact, it was about my 30th odd book. And I thought, and I've been trying it desperately the last two or three years to get out as many as I can before I die. Because these histories are just unavailable. Most of those I've dealt with on the surf life-saving history of Tasmania, which I've just completed the centenary for Burnie. That was the same. The first 40 years was burned on the tip. The same with the Kiwi Football Club. Their first 40-odd years of history was dumped on the tip, and I suddenly realised, well, this is not done, and I've still got a pretty large library where I sit now, where I do all my writing, and I thought, I've just got to get it on paper before I only have one leg on the perch.
When you think back to the 1880s and the 1900s, early 1900s, practically every small town had their own footy team, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely, and behind Burnie, we had six or eight teams everywhere. Ridgely, Morville Road, Cascade Road, you name it, to Hampshire. It went right up through to Waratah. And that's why I started out with this book, because it followed on from the history I did with Bruce Clark on the history of Kiwi, the township. I suddenly realised there was more history there in Kiwi, which we weren't able to cover in that book. And when I went into it, I realised Kiwi had never had a history written about it. Burnie had done for its centenary some years ago. And, of course, the Hawks and the Dockers are now 30 years down the track, and they've haven't had a history either. And, of course, Kiwi and Burnie connected them very strongly. When I started to look at it, I realised that many of these players have performed in the Darwin League and behind Burnie, right up to Wynyard and down to Stanley and the West Coast. So I decided I'd better include the West Coast and Darwin and some of those outlying areas. So that's how it developed into 210 pages, yeah.
Goodness me. Now, for people born after in 1980s, they wouldn't even know that Kiwi had its own team. But back in the heyday of the NWFU, of course, the rivalry between Kiwi and Burnie was renowned, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's the interesting thing, because the subtitle on the cover says how arch rivals Burnie and Kiwi united to fulfil the statewide ambition, because ultimately they got together. And interestingly enough, right back to the beginning, it was Burnie actually which convened a meeting to form Kiwi Creek. So Kiwi didn't start of its own volition; it was initiated by Burnie. So they started out with Burnie's backing, and then ultimately became arch rivals. And here we are again, how things turn, where ultimately Burnie and Kiwi got together to form the Hawks and then the Dockers. So it's a full circle.
It is. Well, the statewide competition, I think, started in 1986 or 1987, and no one in their wildest dreams would have thought that Kiwi and Burnie would come together for a united club, but then they became the Burnie Hawks and then the Burnie Dockers. And I mean, the Burnie area's had a really rich history of football, and not just the number of competitions, but the quality of footy as well, and the players that have come out of the area.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And when you read this book, you see some of the the background, you will certainly realise that. We've got lots of interesting stories too. The infamous Montello Maulers, they get a couple of pages.
They were actually kicked out of a competition or two, weren't they?
That's exactly right. And then there was another team called the Bernie Ripples, and no one can tell me where that name Ripples came from. Interestingly enough, most of my research had to come from the National Library through Trove. Thank God that's available, because that really makes it far easier to access old newspaper, although it's still tedious. I mean, it might take you a day to go through a full newspaper, you know, so I've been through hundreds of newspapers to produce this one to get background, because, as I say, it just wasn't available because it had been destroyed. So it's been resurrected, and hopefully it's as close as possible to be, you know, as accurate as possible.
It's called 137 Years of Football in the Burnie District from 1884 to 2021. Alan, how do people get a copy of the book?
How do we get a copy? By phoning me, I guess, and I only charge you production and printing costs, so I think it's $30 and then $10 postage. $30... With all of them, on my books, I've tried to keep the cost down. That's why I actually do all the preparation myself, and I don't go to a professional publisher because it becomes too costly. And, you know, for a book like this, you'd probably pay $50 or $60 if it was done by a professional body. But nevertheless, I'm not saying it's not professional, but it's been done to a cost. Inside is all black. The outside covers are colour. And that's deliberate so that the cost is kept down.
Okay, now I'm sure you won't mind me giving out your number. It's 0419-328-780. But if anyone's listening, I'm sure if they haven't got a pen, if they contact the Burnie Football Club, there's people there who will know how to get in touch with you.
In fact, I'm making the Dockers, I'm making some books available to them to sell at a small profit so that they get something back from it too. So, and they're to be delivered to the Dockers in a couple of weeks, so 10 or a dozen only, so they will be available from that club as well.
Terrific, Al. Congratulations on yet another book. It sounds like it's fascinating. I'm sure that people that read it will enjoy reading it as much as you did putting it together, but thank you for your time this morning.
Yes, but not at all. It's great to renew a relationship with you, having worked with you in the early days, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, Martin.